This piece is called Steal Your Face. This is a change in how I was using the Plus Ultra style. It still is a spray painted background with complementary colors splattered in spray paint. In this case, a gloss black splatter and a silver metallic splatter over top of a semi-gloss spray so that the two blacks would stand out from each other. The part that's new about this painting is I used for the latex house paint both indoor and outdoor latex house paint, and you would think, what difference does that make? But if you look very closely, they both dry and contract and shrink at different rates and in different amounts. So if you look very closely, you can see where the layers meet of one color and another. Some stick out higher than others. Some have shrunk back and some have sort of dried edges on them. This is due to the interplay between the indoor and the outdoor latex house paint. I also chose to go back once this painting had sat for maybe an hour or two, and I drug a butter knife through much of the painting, making these sort of spidery, feathery, pointed edges running through parts of the painting for accent. The name, as it implies, is a face. If you follow the long string from the top to the bottom, you run past through the eyes, there is a nose, and at the bottom you can see some very large grinning teeth. Is this painting supposed to be scary? So to me, no, I don't think of it as scary. I think of it as kind of funny and silly because I really just made a silly face out of what was a single looping string of black, very thick black with a very large serving spoon is how this painting started. And as I went along, it sort of started to reveal itself to me. I had not actually intended to start out with that as the painting, but I do all of these paintings in a single sitting, so one of these paintings might take me an hour or two. But there's no way to erase, and there's no way to change what you've done. You can only add more. And there is a point at which adding more eventually turns it all into mud, certainly not a piece of art. So the space that I don't use on these is as important as the spaces that I do use. Well, this is not intended to be a frightening piece, though I have heard people say that they do find it a little disturbing, which I find interesting.